This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 28th. God's word for you today is the race. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and it says, "Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross." How do you know what God's race is for your life? A big pointer is to look at your shape, your spiritual gift, your heart. What do you have a heart for? Look at your abilities. What abilities do you have? Look at your personality and look at your experiences. Those are the things that shape you, and your shape determines your race. Rabbits do not fly. Eagles cannot swim. Fish cannot run. They do not have legs. Your shape determines your race. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have served the Lord faithfully." There is a race and there is the race. Many people are running a race, but are you running the race? Many people are doing a work, but are you doing the work? You need to make up your mind, because you are not here by accident. Make up your mind for the rest of your life. You will run the race for your life. Make up your mind that you are not going to run a race, going around like hamsters, but that you will run the race. And so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. God will take you off every other race you are on that is not of God in the name of Jesus. And God will plant your feet on that path. You will run the race, and at the end of the day, you will say, "I have finished the race. I have finished my race, the one that heaven set for me." In life, there is pressure to do many things. In God's Favorite House, for example, we are pressured to do this program and to go in that direction. I thank God for the churches that are doing those things. God bless them. However, we can only do the things that God has called us and shaped us to do. We cannot be everything to everybody. To finish strong, the fourth thing you need to do is minimize the pain and maximize the future reward. The truth is, with anything that matters in life, there is pain involved. Ask anyone that is anything. If they tell you their stories, you will be amazed. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, "He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. And now he sits in the place of honor by the throne of God." Everyone goes through pain. Do not specialize your pain. It is not special. Instead, minimize the pain and maximize the reward. If Jesus did not focus on the reward that is beyond the cross, the word of God says Jesus would not have been able to even go to the cross. Let us pray. Father, set my feet firmly on the race that you have set before me. Help me fix my eyes on the glory ahead and minimize the pain of the process. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.